am happy to be single. Me and my ex, we had this game we would play where anytime he didn't make me come, I would make him put $10 in a jar next to my bed. I just feel like men would be better at sex if there were financial consequences. It was a very full jar by the end of the relationship. It turns out to buy a house these days, you do not need rich parents. You just need one disappointing boyfriend. I am a feminist. Any feminists here? Okay, we gotta do a little better next time. I'm a feminist, but I'm bad at it. Like, the main thing I believe in is that it should be illegal for women to go on top during sex. It's like completely unfeminist in my mind. Because when I'm on top during sex, my body kind of looks like a Play-Doh sculpture made by like the weird kid in the kindergarten class. You know, like the kid who bites? Like the kid who like can do math but can't go to birthday parties? I did go see my parents after my breakup because I love to be hurt twice. My parents' neighborhood is being gentrified, which is a bad thing, right? And I think you can tell a neighborhood is being gentrified when white people with rescue dogs start moving in. It's a very clear sign that the demographics in a neighborhood are changing. Because white people, we only get rescue dogs because we feel bad about something we've done, right? Anytime I'm walking down the street and I see a guy in a Patagonia vest with a three-legged dog, immediate red flag. I'm just like looking at him like, who'd you roofie in college? What are we making up for here? Was it me? I do think that my mom is in her villain era. Are we familiar with the term? Yeah, I think she's been stuck at home with my dad too long. And so now whenever I go visit, she like loves to create drama just for the entertainment, right? Very strong main character energy coming from that woman. Like the last time I went home, we were sitting down for dinner the first night I was there, and out of absolutely nowhere, my mom turns to my dad and she says this. She goes, Brian, I don't want to die first. I was like, okay, I'm just trying to eat my salad. And then my dad turns to my mom and says, Anna, I don't want to die first either. But it was just me there to comfort them. So I said, there are ways you could die together. See, they didn't laugh like you did. My dad left the room. He was very upset. And then my mom said this to me. She said, Bria, if your dad does die first, I'll just move in with you. Yeah. So I was like, okay, mom's got to go then.